Well, great news for a lot of us North Texans. We really enjoyed our time with Chris Kelly when he was running Ebby Halliday. Of course, in doing that, he was working for Warren Buffett. Berkshire Hathaway owns Home Services America, which owns Ebby Halliday. And now Chris Kelly's running the whole place, all of it, which is a lot more than just the real estate brokerage business. And Chris Kelly joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Great to be back with you.
So first time we've talked as the president and CEO of Home Services of America. This is really an interest that we've talked about this a little bit before when you were with him, but this is a lot more than just the brokerage business. I mean, this is not cyclical. You're in a lot of different diverse areas. Talk about how the company's structured.
Yeah. So, you know, we were founded, it's really in our DNA to not just be real estate brokerage. So we were founded over 25 years ago with the principle of offering everything that a buyer and seller would need and an agent would need in order to successfully close a real estate transaction. So we have wholly owned brokerage, we have wholly owned mortgage, title, and insurance services as well. With the whole idea of making the transaction a lot easier for the consumer when they're going through it. There's a lot of moving parts, as you know. You've bought a lot of houses, and there's a lot of moving parts, and we try to make that process a little simpler for everybody.
But also, I talked to a lot of businesses, and a lot of businesses, and the real estate brokerage business was one of course, home building is another, was very cyclical. Now, we haven't seen a down cycle for a while, but there are some just vicious down cycles. And this, I gather, evens it out because you all are doing it insurance and warranties and in a lot of other areas.
Yeah, and that's really the idea. So if you think of it as a stool, right, the more legs you have on the stool, the more stable it is, and you're less likely from toppling over. When we went through the Great Recession, obviously units were way down for real estate brokerage, but thankfully a lot of folks who had the capacity were refining at the time. And so our mortgage business really kept the lights on. And then if you did a mortgage, you had to close. And so our title company was there as well. As mortgage margins compressed, when we saw the craze of COVID come down, it was really up to our real estate brokerages to kind of carry the weight financially. And so the whole point of the diversity is that you're right. As you go through different markets and different cycles, different aspects of your business can be kind of carrying a little bit more of the load.
And any business needs deep pockets. And I can't imagine deeper pockets than Berkshire Hathaway's pockets.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about working for being part of Berkshire Hathaway is they expect you to stand on their own. They're a great parent in that fact that they expect their children to grow up and be successful on their own. And so they support us. But it's up to us to be a standalone business that financially contributes to the overall enterprise.
So tell me about the housing market right now, because it's interesting. I saw there's a housing market index that's out, which is sort of the sentiment of home builders. And this is a profoundly down group right now. They're very pessimistic. And then I look at home sales and, you know, interest rates come down and they broke 7% on the 30-year. Then it's back up again. And this is a period of great uncertainty for the marketplace, I would guess, for your business.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. It's volatility, right? So volatility leads to uncertainty. Uncertainty leads to people kind of sitting on the fence a little bit. So for 2025, we're expecting it to largely mimic, at least right now, largely mimic what 2024 was, which is somewhere between, on an annualized basis, 4 million to 4.2 million annualized existing home sales. That's off what an average year would be for the U.S., which is closer to 5 million. And a lot of it just has to do with that volatility. People become uncertain. And even when rates start coming down, immediately people don't jump into the market because now they wait and they go, well, how low will they go? And so really what we're after is certainty, just a little bit of certainty and stability. People will adjust to whatever that new normal will be.
But then you have this other bizarre thing where people are locked into their homes, their pleasant handcuffs, I guess. But, and we talked this when you were running Ebby down here, we had these 2% and 3% mortgages, and nobody in their right mind wants to walk away from that and go pay 7% for a new home. And so you're sort of captured.
Yeah. So when we look at the rate lock-in effect, that will not end overnight because I think the latest I saw was 83% of everybody has a mortgage rate somewhere below 4.5%.
Wow.
Now, what we have seen is that we have the highest number of homeowners with a 6% or higher mortgage rate since 2016. Now, it's still not a huge percentage, but what happens to that rate lock-in effect is it fades over time. It doesn't end one night. It fades because life finds a way. people are still getting married, they're having separations, kids are growing up, families are expanding, job relocations, and they just have to adjust whatever the mortgage environment is. So we will start to see that rate lock-in effect ease as we go forward each year going forward.
You know, the other dynamic that's happened in this business that I don't remember before was large corporations, large institutional ownership of single-family homes, you know, under one, and then sort of renting them out like VRBO and providing some of the same services as you do, you know, warranties and insurance and maintenance and the like.
Yeah, there's been a bit of that. And Dallas has been kind of an attractor, what they call the build to rent model. Certainly as the economic conditions have changed over the last 18 to 24 months, the incentive for some of those large scale national investors to gobble up a lot of single family homes, that's pulled back quite a bit. Yeah. They're not as big a part of the market as they were then because there's other places for them to park their money. I mean, they could just easily park it in a 10 year or 30 year yield and get a better return than they can right now because of how much home prices have gone up and the interest rate environment that we're in as well.
So what are the plans for home services? Are you right sized? Are you still looking for more Ebbies to fold into the group someplace around the country? Or are there other areas that you need to go into besides home warranties and insurance? And
yeah, we're always opportunistic. And so if the right opportunity comes along at the right price, that's typically how we evaluate growth opportunities. You know, one of the new things that we've gotten into over the last couple of years is we have a percentage ownership and a large national title underwriter. Not sexy, not one of the things that, you know, captures headlines that everyone's excited about, but it's a really good stable business that supports one of our other business segments, which is title. And so having an ownership interest in an underwriting title underwriter has been a really successful venture for us as well. And so we'll continue to look at those, even those ancillary things that support some of our other business structures.
And for the corporation, in fact, there was a rumor, oh, I don't know, a couple of 3 months ago that Berkshire Hathaway was going to sell or spin off home services and maybe stand alone or maybe have another owner. Are you staying within the Berkshire Hathaway family?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's no pending or contemplated sale of our company. And we're very appreciative of the support that we have from our parent entities. And we're looking forward to continuing to support our local operations like the Ebbie Halliday Companies and those 2,000 agents across your great city.
That's really remarkable. How many brokerages are under this umbrella now, under home services?
We have 49 brands across the country.
Wow, that's a lot. Well, there's a lot to say grace over, and you've got a great job. And I would assume that you get to go to the annual meeting and go to Dairy Queen with Warren Buffett or something.
It is quite the circus and the show up there. And yeah, you can get your Dairy Queen and you get your Fruit of the Looms all in one place during the shareholders meeting.
And maybe a little See's candy or something.
There you go. That too.
Chris Kelly is the brand new president and CEO of Home Services of America. And we're glad for you. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you, Dave. It's always great to be with
Thanks.
You.
Thanks. We'll be back. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.